Hello and welcome to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to Game 2 of the Nippon Series for 2006. The Chunichi Dragons hosting the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. Masa Yamamoto warming up on the mound for the Chunichi Dragons. For the Dragons, they're going to have the same lineup as last night. Araki batting first, playing second base. Ibata, shortstop, batting second. Fukudome bats third, playing right field. Woods, cleanup, and playing first base. Third baseman is Morino, batting fifth. Alex, bat sixth, playing center field. Inoue, in left field, batting seventh. Tanishige, behind the plate, batting eighth. And the pitcher, Yamamoto Masa. Chunichi's left-handed ace. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters will also be sending up the same order, or have the same order as last night. According to pregame information, in left field will be Morimoto batting first. Waitanaka bats second, playing second base. Ogasawara bats third, playing third base. Seginol bats fourth at first base. Right fielder is Inaba, batting fifth. Then Shinjo bats sixth, playing center field. Tsuruoka is behind the plate, catching. Kanemoto at shortstop. And on the mound will be rookie Yagi. Yamamoto, first pitch to leadoff hitter Morimoto, misses low and away for ball one. And at 6:13 p.m., the game is underway, starting 3 minutes late, as this game was scheduled for 6:10. The second offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Yamamoto's third offering, swung on and lined up the left field line, but foul. A sharp line drive up the left field side. Count two strikes and a ball to Yagi. Misses just outside ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The next offering swung on and poked up the middle, over the pitcher's mound, past second base, and into center field, base hit. Morimoto just stuck out his bat, poking the ball right back up the middle. And we have the leadoff runner aboard here in the top of the first inning. That'll bring up Tanaka. Tanaka Kinsuke. The first pitch is bunted up the first base side. Pitcher Yamamoto up with the ball, throws to first in time, and the sacrifice is completed successfully. So Morimoto heads over to second on the sacrifice. And we have one out, runner at second base. Hillman Kontoku last year only had 57 sacrifice bunts. This year he had more than twice that many, well over 100. So Hillman Kontoku went with the small ball, going for one run, and this year he basically had the pitchers who can hold a one-run lead, which definitely helped. And up comes Ogasawara as the Dolphins come out in the left field stands. The first pitch to Ogasawara misses low and away, ball one. Ogasawara batted 313 on the season, 100 RBIs, 32 home runs. The next offering swung on and fouled off Ogasawara's foot. Ogasawara okay. I think I had announced Yukio Tanaka is batting second. It's Kinsuke Tanaka. Just to make that clear. Morimoto led off with a base hit up the middle. Kinsuke Tanaka sacrificed him to second. Ogasawara up. Count 1-1. Yamamoto's third offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the third base side. Ogasawara stands in again. Left-handed batter facing the left-handed Yamamoto Masa. The fourth offering misses low and inside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Masa looks in, has his sign, come set. The fifth pitch is swung on and fouled, hit into foul territory up the left field side. Left fielder Inoue comes over, but the ball just goes into the stands. Count remains 2-2. Ogasawara stands in. Yamamoto comes set again. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Ball low and away. Masa gets Ogasawara fishing. That's the first strikeout of the game. And we have two down and a runner at second base. Masa comes set again. The first pitch to Siggy Knoll misses up high, ball one. Yamamoto comes set. The second offering to Siggy Knoll. Swung on and lined past the third base coach. Third base coach ducking out of the way of that one. That evens the count at 1-1. Siggy Knoll stands in. Yamamoto comes set. The 1-1 pitch misses inside. Ball two. Those of you just joining us, we're in the top of the first inning here at Nagoya Dome for game two of the 2006 Nippon Series. Number four batting, Siggy Knoll at the plate. Morimoto at second base. Two down. Morimoto led off the inning with a single up the middle. He was sacrificed to second, and Oga Sawada struck out. Next offering, swung on and lined foul into the stands up the left field line. Nagoya Dome already full of people on this Sunday night. Yamamoto comes set. Next pitch. Tanishige and Yamamoto walking off the field, but called ball three inside. It was a little high and tight. Oh, maybe not high. Little inside. Yamamoto trying to nibble the quarters. That brings the count full. The Shobu pitch swung on and lined to the left side. Ibata gets a glove on it. The ball rolls away from him into shallow left field. Morimoto rounds third. He's coming home. Ibata recovers the ball, comes up throwing home. Safe! The throw just inside between pitcher's mound and home plate. And Morimoto scores from second. As Ibata misplays a one bounder to shortstop. If that ball had gone through, I don't think Morimoto would have scored. But it got just enough of Ibata's glove to slow the ball down and put it just out of reach, allowing Morimoto to score from second. So that's scored a timely infield hit. The first pitch to number five batter Inaba catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Siggy Knoll doing the job of the number four batter. Drive in those runs. The second offering swung on and lifted into right field. Right fielder Fukudome jogs in, makes the catch for out number three, and the side is retired. But Not before Morimoto scores on an infield hit from second base, putting the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters up by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Rookie pitcher Yagi takes the mound for the Nippon Ham Fighters. He'll be facing second baseman Araki, shortstop Ibata, and right fielder Fukudome. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters strike first in the first inning, with leadoff single by Morimoto, sacrifice to second. After Ogasawara struck out, Seginole, a base hit to the shortstop just off of his glove. A tough one-bounder to the shortstop, ruled a base hit. Ball rolled just far enough away from him that Morimoto was able to score from second base. Junichi Zaraki stands in, facing Yagi. The first offering by Yagi misses down low, ball one. The next offering in there for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The second offering misses inside. Araki holds up. Yagi on the year threw in 26 games, 12 wins, 8 losses, and a 2.48 ERA. The fourth pitch is lifted to the right side, and with the right fielder coming in as strong as he can, it's Kinsuke Tanaka, the second baseman, making the catch in shallow right field for out number one. That'll bring up shortstop Ibata. The first pitch in there for a called strike one. the second offering in there for a called strike two. Two quick strikes on the Dragons shortstop. The third offering misses inside. Ball one. The fourth offering swung on and fell back and out of play. Count remains two strikes and a ball. Those of you who want to join in the chat room, you can do so. In your browser, type in www.japanesebaseball.com/jchatbox, all one word, / and enter. You should be redirected to the login page. The second offering swung on and lifted it high and deep to right field, but into the stands. Count remains two strikes and a ball. Yagi looks in again. The two-strike, one-ball pitch misses way outside. Ball two. The seventh offering misses high and away. Ball three. That brings the count full. Yagi picks up some chalk from the rosin and blows it off his left pitching hand. A cloud of chalk. The Shobu pitch swung on in line deep to left field. That ball's going. Haita! Home run! Ibata, line drive, home run to left field. And this is a tie ball game. That ball was out in no time at all. A line drive into the front rows in left field. So we now have a tie ball game. Fukudome coming up next. He swings at the first pitch, fouling it off to the right side, past the third base coach. No strikes and a ball. We've got a tie ball game here. As Ibata hits a line drive home run to left field with one out here in the bottom of the first. The next offering misses for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Shinjo goes back and toward right field, but well in front of the warning track. Makes a jumping catch for for out number two. An unnecessary jumping catch. That brings up Tyrone Woods with two down and nobody on. The first pitch just misses inside for ball one. The next offering misses up high. Ball two, no strikes, two balls to Woods. Woods stands in, third offering, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Looks like Woods was expecting whatever that pitch was. Just fouling it off the tip of his bat. The fourth offering swung on and grounded off to the third base side. Woods swinging around too early on that one. The next offering just misses inside. And that's the second full count for Yagi tonight. We've got a 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the first inning. Two down, nobody on, Tyrone Woods at the plate. Yagi shakes off one sign, then two signs, and another one. And Woods calls time, steps out. The next offering swung on and fouled off the catcher. Count remains full. Yagi has a sign quick this time. Come set. The Shobu pitch. Oh, misses outside. I thought that Woods went around on that one, but an appeal to first base says no, he didn't. Yagi thought that it was strike three and started heading for the third base dugout. Shinjo gives a little bit of fish lips, wondering about the call. Nonetheless, it's a base on balls for Woods. That'll bring up third baseman Morino. Two down, Woods at first. One run in so far. On Ibata's line drive home run, first pitch to Moreno in there for a called strike one. The second offering swung on and hit up the middle, but right to Kaneko. Just left of second base. Tosses the ball to Tanaka. For out number three. So that retires the side. for the Dragons, but not before Ibata hit a solo home run to tie this game up at 1-1. Welcome back to Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the second. A 1-1 tie. The Fighters will send up Shinjo, Tsuruoka, and Kaneko. Shinjo, a hit in the sacrifice fly last night. Swings at the first pitch, lifting it up back behind home plate. Tanishige comes over and makes the catch in foul territory for out number one. So, one pitch and one out for the Fighters here in the top of the second. Nagoya Dome has quite a bit of foul territory. I think that Sapporo Dome may beat it, though. There seems to be a whole lot of foul territory at Sapporo Dome. That'll bring up catcher Tsuruoka. Tsuruoka takes first pitch low and away for ball one. Tsuruoka, 25 years of age. Somebody had commented in the chat room last night that he's got such a baby face. 0-2 in the series so far. The first pitch in there for a called strike one. Yamamoto into the windup, and the third offering swung on and lifted deep to left field. Left fielder going back at the warning track makes the catch for out number two. A long fly ball to left for Tsuruoka, and that'll bring up shortstop Kaneko. The first pitch to Kaneko in there for a called strike one. Kaneko batted just 250 during the regular season. A The next offering fouled off and out of play to the right side. Two quick strikes on the Ham shortstop. Conoco did hit very well in the playoffs, coming up with a couple of key hits. The third offering in there swung on and fouled off. Conoco protecting the plate, just sticking that bat out in time. Pitcher Yagi swinging the bat on deck. The next offering swung on and lifted into foul territory up the first base side. Tanishige comes about third up the line, makes the catch for out number three. So Tanishige catches two foul balls, and the side is retired in order here in the second. After 1.5 now, the score remains 1-1. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here at JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Mike Westbay, your host, for the 2006 Nippon Series between the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters and Chunichi Dragons. Chunichi Dragons, here in the bottom of the second inning, will be sending up Alex, Inoue, and Tanishige. Yagi on the mound, first pitch over the outside corner, pulled to the left side. Conoco up with the ball, fires the first in time for out number one. So just like the top of the order, it's one pitch and one out. Or top of the inning, rather. It's one pitch and one out. That'll bring up left fielder Inoue. Nippon Ham's center line, especially the infield, well, Shinjo too, excellent defensively. Very comparable to Chunichi's center line. The first pitch to Inoue is lifted into foul territory. Tsudaoka over toward the third base dugout makes a catch. And there's two pitches and two outs as Inoue fouls out to the catcher. That'll bring up catcher Tanishige. Tanishige with a big two-run timely in yesterday's game. With the bases loaded, Batted 333 during the regular season. No, not during the regular season. What was that graphic for? The first pitch misses outside, ball one. Tanishige batted 230 during the regular season. The second offering misses outside, ball two. No strikes, two balls. The next offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Kaneko up with the ball. Throws a little high to first base. Segino jumps, comes down on the bag. And, as in the top of the order, the Chunichi Dragons go down in order here in the bottom half of the second. So after two complete now, the score remains tied at 1-1. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for the 2006 Nippon Series between the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters and Chunichi Dragons. The Fighters will be sending up rookie pitcher Yagi, then back to the top of the order in Morimoto and Tanaka Kinsuke. I'd like to remind you, you can call me at ProYaku Live, all one word, via Skype during the game. Or you can log into the JapaneseBaseball.com chat room. The first pitch is a line drive out, it sounds like. We haven't gotten visual yet here. We're back to the top of the order in Morimoto. The first pitch to Morimoto in there for a called strike one. The next offering in there for a called strike two. That one's on the inside part of the plate. Yagi led off the inning, flying out to right field for the first out. Morimoto, top of the order, bats second this inning, takes the third offering inside, backs away from that one. Morimoto's fourth offering, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Count remains two strikes and a ball to Morimoto with one out and nobody on here in the top of the third inning. The fifth offering swung on and missed, strike three. That's the second strikeout for Masa tonight. And we'll bring up second baseman Tanaka Kinsuke. Morimoto swinging over that pitch right down the middle. Yamamoto's first pitch to the left-handed Tanaka. In there for a called strike one. The second offering. Curveball up high, grounded to Woods at first base. Woods drops the ball, then picks it up, walks to first base by himself. And the side is retired in order for the second time in a row. So after the first inning, run by each team, both the pitchers have settled down, and it's been perfect for 1.5 innings. At the end of 2.5 now, we remain tied 1-1. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for the 2006 Nippon Series between Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters and Chunichi Dragons. The Dragons in the bottom of the third inning will be sending up pitcher Yamamoto Masa, to be followed by second baseman Araki and Ibata in the top of the order. The first pitch to Yamamoto in there for a called strike one. Batted 077, 3 for 39 during the regular season. The second offering called strike two on the inside part of the plate. The third offering misses low and away. Two strikes and a ball. Yagi working from the stretch this inning. Fourth pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. And that's the first strikeout for Yagi tonight. Back to the top of the order in second baseman, Araki. Araki popped out to second in shallow right field his first at bat. The first pitch to Araki in there for a called strike one at the knees. Yagi just throwing strikes. Next pitch catches the outside corner, strike two. The third offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman Oga Sawada up with the ball on a short hop. Great grab by Oga Sawada. Up with the ball, throws to first in time for out number two. Oga Sawada isn't going to lose out to Kaneko there on the left side. Solid defense. That's been both the Fighters and Dragons' motto. That brings up shortstop Ibata. Ibata hit a line drive home run his first at bat. First pitch catches the outside corner, strike one. That's seven strikes to one ball thrown this inning by Yagi. Second offering misses outside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering swung on and missed. Strike two. Two strikes and a ball. The fourth offering misses inside and low. Ball two. That brings the count to 2-2 to the Dragon shortstop. Yagi threw 51 base on balls to 108 strikeouts during the regular season. Ibata steps out. Yagi pitching from the stretch, comes set. The 2-2 pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. Kaneko up with the ball, fires to first base. And this side is retired in order. So, the Chunichi Dragons go down in order for the second time in a row. And after both teams scored one in the first inning, both teams have been perfect for the next two. After three complete, score remains 1-1. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Mike Westbay, your host, as I bring you the 2006 Nippon Series Game 2 at Nagoya Dome. We've got a 1-1 tie. Both pitchers were hit in the first inning. Chunichi Dragons have only the one hit, a line drive home run by Ibata. Nippon Ham, a leadoff base hit in the first inning, and Seginol, an infield hit to the shortstop. Ball rolled off his glove and into shallow left field, scoring Morimoto from second base. Second and third innings have been perfect for both pitchers. That brings up Ogasawara, 0-for-3 in the series so far, struck out in the first inning. Yamamoto into the windup. His first offering misses the inside corner. Ball one. So Yagi's been managing to hit those corners. But Yamamoto nibbling, but not getting anything. The second offering swung on and lifted to shallow left field. Inoue coming in, but it's Ibata calling for the ball, going out. And Ibata makes the catch in shallow left field. So that's the first out here in the top of the fourth. That'll bring up first baseman Seginol. Seginol, an RBI base hit, as he grounded the ball to the left side. The ball, bad hop grounder off of Ibata's glove, rolled into shallow right field, allowing Morimoto to round third and come home before he was able to recover the ball. First pitch to Seginol, fouled off his foot up the first baseline. One strike, no balls. Seginol, 2-for-5, .400 batting average for the Nippon Series. Yamamoto into the windup. And the second offering swung on and fouled past a ducking third base coach. So two quick strikes on Seginol. Seginol batted .290 during the regular season. 26 home runs, 77 RBIs. Yamamoto Masa on the mound. Into the windup. The third offering swung on and fouled back and out of play. Yamamoto coming after him. No waste pitch there. Yamamoto into the windup. Two strike, no ball pitch. Misses low and away, ball one. That was the fourth pitch to Seguino. As Seguino fouled off the first three. One out, nobody on to the number four, Battingham. Yamamoto's fifth pitch swung on and fouled back to the back screen. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. Yamamoto into the windup. And the pitch. One bounder off Tanishige's chest. Bounces off toward the first base dugout. One-one tie. Hearing the top of the fourth inning. One out, nobody on. Number four batting, Siggy Knoll at the plate. The next offering in the dirt again. Seguinol not going for it. Seguinol did strike out 119 times in 485 at bats during the regular season. Only walked 40 times. So that's almost three times as many strikeouts to walks. So I'd guess his weak spot is the low and outside one bounder. Next pitch, swung on and grounded up the middle. Ibata coming up over toward second base and behind it. Up with the ball, throws to first in time. Two way. So Ibata able to handle that one. Throws Seguinol out. And that'll bring up right fielder Inaba. The first pitch to Inaba catches the outside corner. For a called strike one. For the Fighters, Okajima, Inaba, and Nakajima are the only three fighters who have seen Nippon Series play. The next offering swung on and lifted to into foul territory on the left side. It's third baseman Morino. Over, he makes the catch. And the side is retired in order for the third straight time for Yamamoto Masa. At the end of 3.5 now, the score remains tied at 1-1. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com, where we're bringing you the 2006 Nippon Series. For the Dragons here in the bottom of the fourth inning, it'll be Fukudome, Woods, and Morino. Fukudome flew out to center his first at-bat. The first pitch, swung on a miss, strike one. Fukudome likes swinging at the first pitch. Comes up with air here. The next pitch misses for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Fukudome 0-5 in the series. Yontako last night. Next pitch, swung on in line, deep to right field, Haita! Home run! Fukudome, his first Nippon Series hit for 2006 into the right field stands! The Chunichi Dragons take a 2-1 lead! Breaking the two perfect innings after the first thrown by Yagi. Woods grounds the first pitch to shortstop Kaneko, who's up with the ball, throws to first for out number one. So after Fukudome homers to right field, Yagi throws a strike to Woods, who grounds the ball to the left side. Yagi not intimidated by the two home runs. That'll bring up third baseman Morino. The first pitch swung on and fouled past the first base coach. Morino grounded out to short his first at bat. Into a fielder's choice, ending the first inning. The second offering swung on and lifted deep to right field, but not, this one doesn't have the distance. Inaba coming over toward the line and in makes the grab for out number two. That'll bring up center fielder Alex. Alex grounded out to short his first at bat. 1-5 in the Nippon Series. The first pitch to Alex, in there for a called strike one. Alex, an RBI hit off the wall in yesterday's game. Second offering misses low and away, evening the count at 1-1. Fukudome led off the fourth with a home run to right, putting the Dragons up by a score of 2-1 here in the fourth inning. Next pitch just misses outside. Yagi not getting the call there. The fourth offering swung on and lifted into the stands. In on the right side. That evens the count at 2-2 to Alex. Yagi on the mound for the Nippon Ham Fighters. Pitching from the stretch. He only pitched from the windup in the first inning, if I recall. Next offering misses down low. Ball three. Count goes full. That's the third time Yagi has gone to a full count. The Shobu pitch swung on and grounded to the right side. Segino makes a diving stop. Comes up with the ball. Throws to covering Yagi in time for out number three. Nice diving stop by Segino at first base. Who says the designated hitter can't play first? So, the Dragons. A solo home run by Fukudome to lead off the inning. And take a 2-1 lead after four complete. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the fifth inning. Shinjo will be leading off, followed by Tsuruoka and Kaneko. Shinjo fouled out to the catcher, Tanishige, his first at-bat on his first pitch. Yamamoto's first pitch is Shinjo here in the fifth. In there for a called strike one. Defensively for Chunichi, Yamamoto on the mound, Tanishige behind the plate, Woods at first base, Araki at second, Morino at third, Ibata at short, Inu in left, Alex in center, and Fukudome in right. Next pitch misses somewhere. I have no idea where. That looked like an awful good pitch. Nonetheless, it's 1-1. The third offering swung on and lined into left center field. This looks like trouble. One bound. And Alex fields the ball, holding Shinjo to first base. So Shinjo breaks the perfect streak. After Yamamoto had retired 10 fighters in a row. Going back to the last out in the first inning. That'll bring up catcher Tsuruoka, number 7 batter for the Fighting Ham. Hillman Kantoka last year didn't really like the sacrifice bunt, but this year he's been playing the 1-1 strategy quite a bit. Tsuruoka showing bunt. The throw is over to first base, where Shinjo's back standing up. Shinjo and Woods having a bit of a chat. Shinjo smiling big. Tsuruoka showing bunt. First pitch bunted up the third base side. Yamamoto up with the ball. Turns all the way around. Fires to first base. In time for out number one. So the sacrifice bunt is successful by Tsuruoka. That'll bring up shortstop Kaneko. Tsuruoka this year has not failed at a sacrifice bunt attempt, according to the Nippon Hoso radio announcers. That brings up shortstop Kaneko. Kaneko fouled out to the second catcher up first base side. His last at bat in the second inning. First pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Kaneko, number 8 batter. Runner at second base. One out. The next pitch, while Kaneko's bailing out of the way, it hits the grip end of the bat. Foul ball. Two strikes, no balls to Kaneko. Yamamoto slowing down his pace with a runner on second base and one out. Holding on to a one-run lead. Next pitch, down the middle, swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Yamamoto going for the Sankyu Sanshin. That's the kind of pitcher I like to see. So many pitchers here with two strikes, throw waste pitch every single time. Some of them even throw three waste pitches, hoping to get somebody fishing for something. But not Yamamoto, and not Yagi either, I noticed. They challenge the batters. Two strikes, no balls. Pitch, the count to Kaneko. Next pitch misses just up high. Ball one. Two strikes and a ball now. Yamamoto comes set. Steps off the rubber as he wants Shinjo to get a little closer to the bag. Yamamoto steps back on the rubber, has a sign, comes set again. Two strikes and a ball to Kanemoto. Next pitch misses outside. Slow curve ball outside. Not throwing nearly as many of those slow curves as he usually does. The next pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Kanemoto a long reach to get to that one, fouling it off the end of the bat. Might have been ball three. Seventh offering, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Count remains 2-2. Kaneko battling well here. The next offering swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the right side again. Count remains 2-2. Next offering, swung on and lined over the third baseman, but it slices foul. Fair ball when it sailed over third baseman Morino's head, but ball sliced foul. That was 9 pitches so far to Kaneko. The 10th offering. Swung on and lifted into center field. This one's not foul. Center fielder comes in first. Then Alex makes up for his mistakes. Runs toward the line. Makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Shinjo touches up at second base. Takes off for third as Alex, running the wrong way, unable to get the ball back in time. So Kaneko flies out to center field as Alex misjudges the ball, comes in a step before going out, makes the catch. Shinjo moves to third. So we now have two outs, runner at third base, and pitcher Yagi at the plate. First pitch to Yagi, misses down low, ball one. Didn't the Fighters walk Kawakami last night? The second offering in there for a called strike one. Yagi was 1-for-7 during the regular season. One pitch, swung on, fouled off to the left side. Good cut by Yagi. Left-handed Yamamoto on the mound. Left-handed Yagi at the plate. Next pitch misses up high. Ball two. 2-2 the count to the fighter pitcher. Shinjo at third base. The potential tying run. Yagi could help himself here. Two-two pitch, swung on and fell back to the backstop. Over the backstop, rather. Count remains 2-2. Yamamoto comes set. 2-2 pitch, swung on and line foul to the left side. Shinjo takes his lead from third. Yagi stands in. Yamamoto comes set. 2-2 pitch again. Swung on and lifted to shallow center field. Alex coming over and Fukudome right there with him. Fukudome ducking out of the way of Alex at the last minute as it's Alex who takes in the ball. For out number three. Fukudome must have been shading him all the way to center field to be standing there so quickly. Nonetheless, the Fighters get a runner as far as third base, but come up empty here in the top of the fifth. At the end of four and a half, Chunichi Dragons lead this one by a score of 2-1. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're at Nagoya Dome tonight, where the Chunichi Dragons are hosting the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters for Game 2 of the 2006 Nippon Series. Dragons this inning will be sending up the bottom third of the order, Inoue Tanishige and Yamamoto Masa. Yagi just getting to the mound after being the last out in the top of the fifth. So I guess I'll join you after he finishes his warm-up pitches. Okay, we're back for the bottom of the fifth inning. You know, after taking strike one, lines the next pitch somewhere for a base hit. Center field for a base hit. Fuji Telebi getting me a little upset as they keep being off at commercial during at-bats. Nonetheless, Inoue leads off the bottom of the fifth with a base hit up the middle. That'll bring up catcher Tanishige. Tanishige stands in. Yagi's first pitch misses outside, ball one. Tanishige steps out. Grounded out to short, his first at bat. A throw over to first base. Inoue dives back in ahead of the throw. No strikes and a ball to Tanishige. With runner at first base, nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next pitch in there for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1 to Tanishige. Tanishige in his third Nippon Series. Next offering swung on and lined through the left field, the left hand side into left field for a base hit. Back to back base hits leading off the fifth inning. Here for the Dragons. That'll bring up the pitcher, Yamamoto, whose job will be to sacrifice the two runners to second and third. Yamamoto didn't even appear to have been in the on-deck circle. He was just sitting down watching Tanishige's at-bat in the dugout. And when Tanishige drilled that ball through the left side, he stood up with his bat ready to come out. Yagi's thrown 58 pitches so far tonight in 4-plus innings. Allowed 4 hits, 2 of them solo home runs. Has his sign. Yamamoto showing bunt all the way. Busts the ball up the third base side. The throw to third base in time. Gets Inoue at third base. Sacrifice bunt failed for Yamamoto. Nice stretch by Ogasawara at third base. His first base experience helping him out there. left-handed pitcher, able to come up with the ball, turn in the right direction, and fire to third base easily. A right-handed pitcher might not have been able to make that play. So Inoue erased on the failed sacrifice. That'll bring us to the top of the order in Araki. So one out, runners at first and second still. Yagi steps off, motions a throw to second base. Nobody covering. First pitch to Araki, swung on and lifted into foul territory. Third baseman Oga Sawada gives chase, but that one goes up into the stands, just over the cameraman dugout, cameraman box. Araki 0 for 5 in the series. Popped out to second baseman in shallow right, his first at bat. Grounded out to third and second. So far tonight. And Araki tries the safety bunt. And pulls his bat back. As it's a ball low and away. So that evens the count at 1-1. Yagi comes set. 1-1 pitch. Misses outside, ball two. One strike, two balls. Runners at first and second. One out. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Dragons lead this one by a score of 2-1. Number one batter, Araki, at the plate for the Dragons. 1-2 pitch, just misses inside. Yagi looked like he wanted that call. But this umpire is not calling the corners. He's doing it for both pitchers. Although Yagi did manage to get a few corner calls in the second inning. No, not the second inning, third inning. Fifth offering to Araki, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. That brings the count full. Fourth full count of the night for Yagi. First full count, Ibata hit a line drive home run to left. Second full count, he walked Woods. Third full count, Alex grounded out to Segi Knoll, who made a nice diving stop at the ball. And now Araki, Shobu pitch. Swung on and lifted to the right side. Second baseman goes out, but it's the right fielder, Inaba, in foul territory, who makes the catch for out number two. Tanishige not going to touch up and head to third, as the ball is a little too shallow to even try. So two down, runners at first and second. That'll bring up shortstop Iwata, who hit a line drive home run to left field his first at bat. Grounded out to short is second. Iwata, 1-for-5 now for the series. That one hit, the solo home run that tied the game in the bottom of the first. Chunichi leading 2-1. Solo home runs by Inaba and Fukudome. All the Chunichis scoring. First pitch misses low and away for ball one. The next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. That evens the count at 1-1. Yagi looks in for a sign, has it, comes set. One pitch. Ball low, appeal to the first base umpire, says yes, he went around. That's strike two. I thought Woods had gone around. In that at bat that he drew a base on balls. Iwata looking upset at the call by the first base umpire. Two strikes, one ball. Yagi turns and shadows a throw to second base again. Tanishige back in there real quick. But no throw. Runners at first and second. Two strikes and a ball to Iwata. The pitch just misses outside. Yagi upset. He's not getting these corner calls. Two down, two on. Next pitch, inside, swung on and fouled off to the right side. Iwata handcuffed there. Count remains 2-2 to Iwata. After shaking off a sign, Yagi goes to the rosin bag. Shakes off a sign. Says yes. Comes set. 6th pitch to Ibata swung on and fouled off into the stands on the right-hand side. We'll do 2-2 again. Shakes off a sign. Comes set. Clock strikes 8. And the ball misses just outside. Yagi nibbling at the corners, not getting the calls. Count goes full to Ibata. It was the 8th pitch on his first at-bat. Full count pitch that Ibata hit that line drive home run. Full count. 8th pitch coming up here in the bottom of the 5th. The pitch swung on and lifted to the right side and out of play. So we don't have a replay of the first inning. So the 8th offering to Ibata, or 9th offering rather. Shobu pitch swung on and lifted to the right side and deep, but this one heads foul. This one had the distance, but just off to the right of the foul pole. Ibata making Yagi work. Full count. The 10th pitch. Swung on in line into left field. Left fielder Morimoto comes in and makes the catch on the run. So, 10 pitches it took to get Ibata, but in the end, Chunichi Dragons come up empty here in the bottom of the 5th. Back-to-back base hits to start off the inning, failed sacrifice bunt, then pair of flyouts to retire the side. At the end of 5 complete now, Chunichi Dragons continue to lead this one by a score of 2-1. Let's go. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Heated discussion going on in the chat room. Always enjoyable to read that. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters will be sending up the top of their order, Morimoto, Tanaka, and Ogasawara. Here in the top of the sixth, Morimoto takes first pitch for a called strike one. From Yamamoto Masa, the starting Chunichi Dragon pitcher. Dragons lead this one by a score of 2-1. Pair of solo home runs. Ibata in the first, Fukudome in the fourth. Next pitch to Morimoto, misses low and away, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering. Swung on and grounded to the left side. Ibata grabs the ball, bounces out of his chest. Looks like it might have hit his throwing hand as he blocked the ball, picked the ball up, threw to first in time, and he's shaking his hand. I think that sharp one-bounder to Ibata hit his throwing hand. He was still able to throw a strike to Woods at first after picking up the ball. Trainer heading over to shortstop with some cold spray. So we have a short pause as everybody comes to examine Ibata at shortstop. Trainer sprays the magic cold spray on Ibata's hand. Kill the pain. Fine play by Ibata. There is short. Blocking the ball with his hand and chest to keep the ball in front of him. Throws to first in time for out number one. That'll bring up second baseman Tanaka Kinsuke. As Ibata looks like he's going to stay in there. He does still look like he's in a bit of pain. First pitch to Tanaka, slider in there for a called strike one. Tanaka sacrificed his first at bat and grounded out to first to second. 1-for-4 in the series. The second offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Woods, up with the ball, takes it to the bag himself for the second time. Against Tanaka. And that's two quick outs. Here in the sixth inning. Woods fielding well tonight. Yamamoto says something to Woods. After he had jogged all the way to first base. That'll bring up third baseman Ogasawara. First pitch in there for a called strike one. Oh for 4 in the series so far. Oh for 2 tonight. The second offering swung on and grounded foul to the right side. Two quick strikes. With two down and nobody on to Ogasawara here in the top of the sixth inning. Fighters trailing by a score of 2-1. After the first inning, Yamamoto Masa has been very effective. Next pitch misses outside, ball one. Two strikes and a ball to Ogasawara. From the second inning on, Yamamoto has only given up one hit. Leadoff single to Shinjo in the fifth. The fourth offering misses inside, ball two. 2-2 the count. Yamamoto into the windup. Fifth offering misses outside. Ball three. Full count to Ogasawara. That's just the third full count pitch by Yamamoto tonight. Sixth offering swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Alex goes back. Fukudome coming over. And at the warning track, it's Alex who makes the catch for out number three. So again, the Fighting Ham go down in order. That's the fourth time in six innings. After 5.5 now, the Chunichi Dragons continue to lead this one by a score of 2-1.
朝がやる望みは野口の濃姫と待てよ門倉サムソンリー川上謙信一騎打ちいいぞ頑張れドラゴンズ燃えよドラゴンズ小つ前だが中をつる大東日傘の中山も君が頼りは落ち合いの派手にしのしんそんどん夜いいぞ頑張れドラゴンズ燃えよドラゴンズ鳥越お主南口気迫のつついだ山口だ
Welcome back to Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Fukudome leads off the bottom of the sixth inning, swing and miss. At a ball in the dirt, strike one. Fukudome, Woods, and Moreno will be batting here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Fukudome, his last at bat, solo home run leading off the fourth to right field. Second offering swung on and fouled past the first base dugout on the first base side. Two quick strikes on Fukudome. The third offering swung on grounder to the first base side. Second baseman Tanaka up with the ball, tosses underhand to Seginola first base, and just gets Fukudome for out number one. Fukudome hustled up the line there, but out by a step. That'll bring up number four batting, Woods. As was brought up on the chat board, the Fighters haven't allowed Fukudome and Woods to bat with runners on base. First pitch to Woods misses for ball one. No strikes in a ball. Woods 1-for-3 in the series. Drew a base on balls and grounded out to short tonight. Next offering in there for a called strike. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering, up high, swung on a miss, strike two. Shinjo, seeing that, moves a little bit farther to the right field side. Motions Morimoto to come over as well. The fourth offering, swung on a miss, strike three. Ball up high. Yagi throwing straight. Getting Woods to swing out. That's the second strikeout for Yagi tonight. Second out of the bottom of the sixth. That'll bring up third baseman Moreno. Number five batter for the Dragons. First pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Yagi nibbling at the corners. Not getting very many of them called strikes. Next pitch with catcher set up outside called strike two. So, finally able to get a couple of calls on the corners. Two quick strikes on Moreno. Moreno so far has grounded into a fielder's choice and flown out to right. Yagi pitching from the stretch, misses outside. Just missing that outside corner. Two strikes and a ball. Fourth offering. Moreno reaches, swings and misses, strike three. So strikeouts numbers 2 and 3 for Yagi tonight here in the bottom of the sixth inning as the Dragons go down in order. At the end of six complete now, the Dragons continue to lead this one by a score of 2-1. Welcome back to Fukuoka Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com, where we've got the 2006 Nippon Series Game 2. The Fighters going to their lucky 7, trailing by 1 by a score of 2-1. For the Fighters, their lone run came in the first when Morimoto led off with a base hit to center, was sacrificed to second and scored on an infield base hit by Segino on a bad hop grounder that got just far enough away from Ibata to score Morimoto from second. First pitch to Segino, misses inside, ball one. Dragons' two runs come from solo home runs by Ibata in the first and Fukudome in the fourth. Seginol 2-for-6 in the series so far. Second offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Third baseman Morimoto comes up with the ball. The slow grounder throws to first in plenty of time. A faster runner might have made it. But two pitches, one out here in the top of the seventh. That'll bring up right fielder Inaba. And so long as he doesn't ground out to Ibata, I should be okay with my enunciation. The first pitch to Inaba misses low and away, ball one. Inaba, 1-for-5 in the series so far. No home runs, no RBIs. The second offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. One out here in the top of the seventh. Nobody on for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. The 1-1 offering swung on and grounded foul to the right side. Inaba, one of three Nippon Ham Fighters to have Nippon Series experience. Fourth offering misses outside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. Next pitch misses for ball three. Full count to Inaba, former Yakult Swallow. Wanted to try himself out in the major leagues, but no major league teams gave him an offer. So he went to Hokkaido. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to the left side. Tanishige fields the ball in front of the home plate on the third base side. Throws to first, the ball hits. Inaba in the back. Safe at first base. Infield base hit for Inaba. No, the ball hit Wood's glove. That's being called an E3. So Inaba reaches on an error. That brings up Shinjo with one out, runner at first base. Here in Nippon Ham's Lucky 7. Shinjo fouled out to the catcher and singled to left. So far tonight, Yamamoto comes in. First pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Other people are calling that E2. Okay, I can go with that. One strike, no balls to count to Shinjo. Next pitch, swung on and fouled back and out of play over the backstop. Two quick strikes on Shinjo. Third offering misses high and away. two strikes and a ball. If you're just joining us, we're in the top of the seventh inning. Shunichi leading this one by a score of 2-1. One out, runner at first base. For the Nippon Ham Fighters, Shinjo at the plate. Two strikes and a ball. Throw over to first. Inaba back, standing up. Inaba reached on an error. Throw over to first base. Inaba back standing up. Two strikes and a ball. Radio announcers are speculating that the hit and run may be on. The pitch swung on and lifted to right field. This ball's going to be trouble. It bounces in. One bound, two bound. Right fielder Fukudome fields the ball. And with the Inaba on the run, Shinjo's bloop base hit into right field moves Inaba over to third base. So we've got one out, runners at the corners. For catcher Tsuruoka, Shinjo comes through. I don't know, I think Shinjo really likes high pressure situations. So the Dragons have a short conference on the mound to decide what to do with runners at the corners. Tsuruoka, number 7 batter, will be followed by Kaneko, the shortstop. Kaneko only batted 250 during the regular season. Yamamoto's thrown 93 pitches so far. So he's getting up there. Hillman Kantoku pulls out a pocket watch. Looks like a stopwatch timer. Yamamoto comes set. First pitch. One bounder swung on a miss. Strike one. So the squeeze wasn't on in the first pitch. Throw over to first base. Shinjo back standing up. Morimoto very concerned. Not Morimoto. Yamamoto very concerned about the runners. As his pace really slows down here. Tsuruoka at the plate. Second offering, Tanishige setting up outside, intentional. ball. They pitch out. Tsuruoka taking the ball. Nothing on. Tanishige looking into the third base dugout to see if Hillman's got anything on. Then looks in the first base dugout for a hint of what to do. He's just going to have to decide for himself. Yamamoto says yes, come set. The third offering misses outside. Ball two. Tsuruoka holding up. One strike, two balls, now the count. Yamamoto has a sign, come set. The next offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Tsuruoka looks upset with himself. Runner at third was not going on the play. As we had a split screen there. TV producers also think that a squeeze might be on. Hillman Kantoka went through some signs after that foul ball. Was he calling something off? Or calling something on? One out, runners at the corners, Tsuruoka at the plate. Fighters trailing by one, 2-1, here in the top of the seventh. Next pitch misses inside. Tsuruoka just getting out of the way of that one as he spins around. That brings the count full. The error was charged to Tanishige, by the way. So those of you on the chat called it right. A weak throw over to first base. Shinjo back standing up. Yamamoto comes set, throws over to first base. Shinjo back standing up again. Full count. Runners at the corners, one out here in the top of the seventh. The sixth offering swung on and fouled back and out of play. Count remains full to catcher Tsuruoka. Yamamoto has a sign, come set. Shobu pitch with Shinjo running. Tsuruoka reaches for the ball and comes up empty. Strike three swinging. There's no throw to second base. And Tsuruoka becomes strikeout victim number three for Masa. That's the second out of the inning, And shortstop Kaneko coming up to the plate. Ochiai Kontoku heads out to the mound now to have a word with Yamamoto and the infield. That was Yamamoto's 100th pitch. He's given up just 4 hits, struck out 3. Through 6 2/3 innings so far. Hillman Kontoku has a word with Kaneko before he heads out to bat. Ochiai's done with his pep talk to Yamamoto. Everybody takes their positions. Kaneko 0-2 tonight. Popped out to the Tanishige in foul territory. And flew out to right. Runners at second and third now. Two down. First pitch way up high. Ball one. There's a lot of ground back behind home plate. The second offering, down the pipe for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Yamamoto looks in for his sign. Unset. The third offering misses high and away. Ball two. One strike, two balls. First base is open and the pitcher is next. Yagi has a bat in the on-deck circle. The next offering swung on and lined up the middle, base hit! One run scores! Shinjo, rounding third, coming home! Safe! Yakuten! Nippon Ham takes a 3-2 lead! Kaneko, line drive, base hit, up the middle! Scores Inaba and Shinjo! The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters take a 3-2 lead here in the top of the seventh. Shinjo, having to dive around Tanishige, blocking the plate, reaches in, touches the plate. After almost somersaulting around Tanishige, it was a good block by Tanishige. But he was unable to come up with the ball and touch Shinjo out. Kaneko heads to second on the throw. And Ochiai Kontoku is coming out. That's it for Yamamoto Masa. So the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters take a 3-2 lead here in the top of the seventh. And that's it for Yamamoto. We're still in the top of the seventh. Nippon Ham now leading by a score of 3-2. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Takahashi pinch hits for Yagi with runner at second and two down here in the top of the seventh inning. New pitcher Hidai for the Chunichi Dragons comes in to replace Yamamoto. First pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. Kaneko on second base, singling in two runs, moving into second on the throw home. The second pitch to pinch hitter Takahashi Shinji, swung on and fouled off, and out of play to the right side. Two quick strikes on Takahashi. Hidai comes set. The third offering, Tanishike sitting up high. Ball up in the strike zone, swung on and fell back to the backstop. Hidai looks in for a sign, then steps off the rubber, asks for Tanishige to go through these signs again. Two strikes, no balls. Misses outside. Ball one. Two strikes and a ball now. 2 Takahashi. Pinch hitting for starting pitcher Yagi. Two strike, one ball pitch. Swung on, a miss. Strike three. Ball low and away. So Hidai comes in and strikes out pinch hitter Takahashi to retire the side. But not before Kaneko. Line drive base hit up the middle with runners at second and third, plating two. And putting the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters up by a score of 3-2. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Mike Westbury, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, Gyakuten. Two-run single by Kaneko puts the Fighters ahead by a score of 3-2. Going to the Chunichi Dragons, Lucky 7. The Dragons will be sending up Alex, Inoue, and Tanishige, numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters. Takeda, now on the mound for the Fighters. Takeda Hisashi, that's the one that's taking the mound. The lefty. As Deanna made it easy to remember which is which. Takeda Hisashi for Hidari and Masaru for Migi. Which is left and right, respectively. For those of you who don't speak Japanese, something just flashed on the screen saying there was an earthquake. But I didn't feel anything. Takeda last night threw 1 1/3 inning, allowed one run, it being earned. Alex now stands in. The first pitch misses up high. Ball one. Whoa. Takeda looks fast after watching Masa pitch this whole game. And even compared to Yagi. Next offering misses low and away. Ball two. Hisashi is the righty. Next pitch misses low and away. Ball three. No strikes, three balls. So Hisashi, which would go with Hidari, which is left, is the righty. Next offering in there for a called strike one. One strike, three balls to count. Right-handed. Takeda Hisashi on the mound for the Fighters. Next offering, swung on and grounded through past a diving Kaneko into center field. Base hit. So the leadoff runner here in the bottom of the seventh on for Chunichi. That'll bring up left fielder Inoue. Inoue has popped out to the catcher in foul territory and singled up the middle. Inoue stands in, 1 for 2 today, 2 for 4 in the series, 1 RBI. Showing bunt, takes first pitch up high, ball one. Both of these teams, strong defense baseball is their theme. And the Dragons, as the clock strikes 9 o'clock. The next pitch is bunted into foul territory. The catcher comes back and in front of the backstop makes the catch for the out. So Inoue fails to sacrifice, fouling out to the catcher. For out number one, the sacrifice is not successful. Here for Inoue, and that'll bring up catcher Tanishige. Tanishige grounded out to short and singled to left. yesterday with the bases loaded. Tanishige hit a two-run single. First pitch misses. Inside, ball one. Tanishige's double yesterday in the second inning put the Dragons up by a score of 2-0 at the time. Next pitch in there for a called strike one. That went over the inside part of the plate. A throw over to first base. Alex Beck diving in. Tatsunami starting to swing the bat in the on-deck circle for the pitcher's spot. Next offering, swung on and grounded through the right side, into right field, base hit. Inaba comes up throwing. And Alex holds his second. So the tying run, now at second base. And it'll be Tatsunami coming in to pinch hit. As the first two Dragons, back-to-back singles to lead off the bottom of the seventh. No, not back-to-back singles. Tatsunami. Pinch hitting for Hirai. Left-handed batter versus right-handed Takeda. On the mound for the Nippon Ham Fighters. Catching now is Nakajima for the Fighters. Tatsunami takes first pitch for a called strike one. Tsunami stands in. The second offering just misses outside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Runners at first and second. One out. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Chunichi now trailing by one. 3-2. Looking to get something going. Next offerings, check swing to the left side. Kaneko has the ball, throws to second. Nice play, getting the force on Tanishige. We have seen some incredible plays at shortstop by both teams this game. Kaneko didn't have a play anywhere else. So Tanishige cut down on the fielder's choice. That puts runners at the corners and two out. Back to the top of the order in Araki. And Mahara? Narahara coming in to pinch run. The first pitch swung on and grounded. One bounder back to the pitcher behind the mound. Takeda fields the ball, throws to first in time, and he's out of the inning. So the Dragons get runners to the corners with two down, but come up empty here in the bottom of the seventh. After seven complete now, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters lead this one by a score of 3-2. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're at the top of the order in Morimoto, Tanaka Kensuke, and Oga Sawada. For the eighth inning, Morimoto fouls the first pitch off to the right side. One strike, 2-for-7 in the series. Coming into pitch for the Chunichi Dragons is Okamoto. Okamoto's second offering to Morimoto in the dirt outside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Okamoto on the season threw in 56 games. I had 4 wins, 1 loss, 1 save. Next pitch swung on and poked into right field. One bound in front of Fukudome, base hit. The leadoff batter is on for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters here in the 8th. Comparing relief pitching between the Fighters and Dragons, the experts all agree that the Fighters have the advantage here. And Tanaka Kensuke showing bunt all the way. Hyomin Kantoku be happy to increase the lead by one, as he has faith that his pitchers can hold on to a 1 or 2 run lead. First pitch misses low and away for ball one. Hyomin Kantoku going through signs in the dugout. Third base coach relays them to Tanaka. Tanaka sacrificed bunt his first at bat, then grounded out to Woods at first twice. Throw over to first base. Morimoto dives back in. Okamoto steps off, goes to the rosin bag. After making Tanaka wait an awful long time, Tanaka was starting to look bored there, holding the bat, waiting for Okamoto to be ready. Okamoto comes set. The second offering misses inside and low, ball two. Inaba comes over to have a word with Okamoto. Okamoto comes set now. No strikes, 2 balls to count to Tanaka showing bunt. And Okamoto steps off the rubber, turns to first. Morimoto back, no throw. The third offering is bunted up the first base sign. Morimoto was starting to go, but stopped. Ball fouled off to the first base side. One strike, two balls to count now. Okamoto taking a very long time on the mound. He's set. The fourth offering, bunted up the first base side. Woods fields the ball, throws to first, just getting Tanaka. So 3-4, the play. Sacrifice is successful. Morimoto moved to second base. That'll bring up third baseman Ogasawara. Ogasawara, two walks and 0 for 2 yesterday. 0 for 3 so far today. He struck out swinging. Popped out to short. And popped out to center. The first offering in there for a called strike one. Ogasawara stands in. Okamoto comes set. Second offering misses inside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Morimoto making Okamoto awfully nervous there at second base. Okamoto comes set. The third offering misses inside. Ball two. One strike, two balls. Ogasawara swings at the next pitch, grounding it to the right side, a nice diving stop by Woods to keep the ball from going through to the right field. Throws to first to the covering Okamoto in time for out number two. That saved Chunichi a big run. Woods diving stop gets Ogasawara at first base. Morimoto heads over to third. That'll bring up first baseman Seginol. Fighting Ham's cleanup hitter. First pitch, misses inside, ball one. Seginol, base hit to shortstop in the first inning, scored Morimoto from second base. 2-for-7 in the series with 2 RBIs. RBI in the first game. Big hit off the wall in left. Second offering, misses inside, ball 2. Runner at third base, 2 down. Number 4 batting, Seguinol at the plate. The third offering, misses inside, ball 3. With first base open and no strikes on Seguinol, what are the chances he's going to throw a strike here? The fourth offering, over the outside part of the plate for a called strike 1. Seguinol taking all the way. Okamoto comes set. And the next offering swung on and lifted deep to right center. Seguinol tosses the bat away, watches the ball. Haita! Home run to right center field. Seguinol, 2-run home run. No doubt about that one. Seguinol puts the Nippon Ham Fighters up by a score of 5-2. Here in the eighth inning. I think the Dragons are going to regret not walking him there. They certainly had the chance. After no strikes, 3 balls, Okamoto got a freebie. Then Seguinol plants the ball into the right center field seats. First pitch to Inaba, 1 bounder, taken for ball 1. That's the third home run this game. First for Nippon Ham. Next pitch in there for a called strike 1. That evens the count at 1-1 to Inaba. The third offering to Inaba misses outside and high. Ball 2, 1 strike, 2 balls. Next pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike 2. That evens the count at 2-2. 2 down and nobody on, thanks to Seguinol's big 2-run home run to right center. Next pitch fouled back over the backstop. Count remains 2-2. Okamoto comes set. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and grounded to the right side. Just foul of the first base bag. Count remains 2-2 after six pitches. It looks like Inaba broke his bat there on that foul ball. Goes back to the dugout for a new bat. Signals home run. Deep in the first layer of stands in the right center field seats. Next pitch, a slow grounder up the third base side. Ball bouncing off the plate, rolling up third base side. The Dragons let this ball go foul. Count remains 2-2. Okamoto set, 2-2 pitch, swung on and hit the other way, over the shortstop, one bound, two bound to Ino in left, base hit. And Ochiai Kantoku comes out of the dugout. Talks to Tanishige on his way to the mound. Okamoto, in just this inning, has thrown 24 pitches, allowed two hits, a home run. Ochiai, all smiles there on the mound. Now he's turning to the dugout, and Okamoto heading to the first base dugout himself. Okamoto seemed to agree with whatever it was that Ochiai Kantoku said. So, we've got a pitching change. Nippon Ham now leading this one by a score of 5-2. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Shinjo coming up. 3-for-5 in the series, 2 hits tonight. And a run scored. Runner at first base, 2 down here in the top of the 8th inning. 2 runs in already. On Seguinol's 2-run home run. For the Chunichi Dragons, it's Suzuki on the mound. First pitch to Shinjo, fouled off toward the first base dugout. 1 strike. Suzuki, 1.70 ERA in 46 appearances. 1 win, no losses. The next offering misses way outside. Good grab by Tanishige to keep that ball from going back to the backstop. The next offering swung on and lifted high to the infield. Araki, just right of the second base bag, calls for it, makes the catch for out number 3. But not before Seguinol plants the ball deep into the right center stands, putting the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters up after 7.5. by a score of 5-2. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westphal, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the 8th inning. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters leading this one by a score of 5-3. Takeda still on the mound for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. Iyama comes in to play third base. Seguinol moves over to first. The first pitch to Ibata misses low and away for ball 1. The second offering in there for a called Strike One. That evens the count at 1-1. The next up offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Two strikes and a ball. Ibata stands in. The fourth offering misses up high. Ibata holds off, swinging at that one. 2-2 now the count. The next offering, in and high, but swung on and fouled off and out of play. Back behind home plate and toward the right side. Defensive replacements for the fighters are just Iyama at third, and Oga Sawada moving over to first, and next offering is swung on and grounded to Iyama at third, who throws over to first to Oga Sawada. So the new defense gets a tryout right away here in the bottom of the eighth. That'll bring up right fielder Fukudome. Signals home run, marking the end of his job for the day. First pitch to Fukudome, and therefore called strike one. As Hillman Kondogu wants to batten down the hatches and hold on to this three-run lead, strengthening his defense. Next pitch misses outside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Next pitch misses outside, ball two. One strike, two balls to count. To Fukudome. Fukudome, a solo home run tonight. Put the Dragons ahead in the fourth inning. Next pitch swung on and fell back and out of play. That evens the count at 2-2. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. That's Takeda's second strikeout of the night. And that'll bring up first baseman Tyrone Woods. Fighter's strategy has been to keep runners off the base when Fukudome and Woods bat, and they've done just that. First pitch misses way up high, ball one. The second offering swung on and missed. Strike one. A big swing and a miss by Woods. Definitely looking for the long ball there. Next offering swung on, fouled back to the backstop. Two strikes and a ball now to Woods. Two down, nobody on here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Dragons trailing by a score of 5-2. Next pitch misses inside and high. Appeal to first base says no, he didn't swing. Catcher Nakajima was setting up outside, but the ball came in over the plate and high. High pitch got Woods swinging last time. Next pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. Correction. The previous strikeout was Takeda's first, and this is Takeda's second strikeout. And the Junichi Dragons are retired in order here in the eighth. After eight complete now, the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters lead this one by a pretty good margin, 5-2. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the ninth. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters leading this one by a score of 5-2. The first pitch by Suzuki to Nakajima in there for a called strike one. This is Nakajima's first at bat, taking over defensively. After the seventh inning, I missed a pitch, and then ball outside, two strikes and a ball. The fourth offering swung on and lined over the first baseman into right field, base hit. Over the second baseman, rather. So Nakajima, leadoff single here in the top of the ninth. Suzuki on the mound for the Junichi Dragons, the fourth pitcher of the night. That'll bring up shortstop Kaneko. Kaneko showing bunt all the way here. Hyomin Kantoku happy for just one run. More happy when somebody like Segi Knoll hits a two-run homer after moving the runner to third base. Next pitch, bunted up to the first base side. Pitcher up with the ball, throws to first in time. The sacrifice bunt is successful yet again. That's the fourth sacrifice bunt of the night. And that'll bring up the pitcher spot, Ochiai Kantoku, heading out to the mound. Ochiai Kantoku turning, looking at the first base dugout as though waiting for somebody to come out, and Suzuki is done. So, leadoff runner on, gets bunted to second base. And we have yet another pitching change. We'll be back soon for the fifth Chunichi Dragon Pitcher of the Night. Welcome back to Nagoya Dome. First pitch to pinch hitter Machias is grounded to third base. Morino up with the ball, throws to first in time, two down. The new pitcher for the Chunichi Dragons is Hisamoto. 27-year-old threw in 27 games, 2 wins, 2 losses, 1 save, 1.76 ERA over the regular season. That brings us to the top of the order in Morimoto. And they're pitching out to Morimoto, giving him a free pass. With first base open, today Morimoto, 2-4-4. Scored both times he reached base. That'll bring up Tanaka Kinsuke with two down and runners at first and second. The final ball has been issued. Morimoto takes first base. Tanaka, pair of sacrifices and pair of ground outs first. 1-for-5 in the series. 0-for-2 tonight. Hisamoto comes set. First offering swung on and fouled off to the left side. Second offering in there for a called strike two. Good pitch at the knees by Hisamoto. Hisamoto comes set. The third offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Runners at first and second. Two down here in the top of the ninth inning for the Fighters. Hisamoto comes set. Two strike, no ball count. Swung on and fouled off the umpire's mask. Count remains 2-2. Tanaka fouling off 3 of the 4 pitches. By Hisamoto. Tanishiki setting up way outside. Next pitch swung on and fouled back. Count remains 2 strikes, no balls. Hisamoto has come in and thrown nothing but strikes. Oh, well, except for the 4 intentional balls to Morimoto. Next pitch, swung on a miss, strike 3. So that retires the side. Fighters come up empty here in the top of the ninth, but going to the Dragons' last chance. They continue to lead this one by a score of 5-2. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the fighters, it's Michael. Coming in to pitch. Spelling his name M-I-C-H-E-A-L. As a Michael myself, I have a hard time writing it that way. The Chunichi Dragons will be sending up numbers 5, 6, and 7, Morino, Alex, and Inoue, as they're three outs away from losing game 2 and evening up the series at 1-1. Michael's still throwing his warm-up pitches. Let's have a quick review of the game. In the first inning, Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters started off the scoring. Morimoto led off the game with a single up the middle, was moved to second on a sacrifice bunt, and brought in home when Segino grounded the ball to the left side, the ball getting away from shortstop Ibata, hitting off his glove and going into shallow left field. But Chunichi Dragons answered soon after that with a line drive home run by Ibata, tying it up 1-1. Then the Dragons took the lead in the fourth inning, as Fukudome solo homered to lead off the bottom of the fourth. The Fighters, though, battled back in the seventh inning. As the clock strikes 10 here, scoring 2 in the seventh and 2 in the eighth. The 2 in the eighth on Seginol's 2-run home run to right center. The first pitch by Michael to Morino here is in there for a called strike 1. It was Kaneko who drove in 2 with the base hit up the middle in the 7th, then the 2-run homer by Seginol in the 8th. Five runs on 9 hits for the Fighters, 2 runs on 6 hits, and 1 costly error for the Dragons. The second pitch was a ball. Michael's third offering misses outside, ball 2. 1 strike, 2 balls to count. Next offering, swung on and grounded to the right side. Ogasawara, up with the ball, throws the ball overhand to the covering pitcher, Michael, in time for out number 1. So, Ogasawara, nice play there at first base. Throwing to the covering pitcher. Two outs left. Center fielder Alex coming up to the plate. Alex, 1-for-3 tonight. Grounded out to short, grounded out to first, and lined the ball into just left of center field for a base hit in the 7th. The first pitch to Alex just misses inside, ball 1. I almost thought the umpire was going to raise his arm there, but it didn't come up, as he hasn't really been calling the corners at all this game. Next pitch misses just inside. Nakajima looks a little baffled there behind the plate as to why that didn't nibble the corner. The third offering in there for a called strike one. Michael throwing all sliders. The next offering, check swing, fouled off to the right side. Michael, a 2.19 ERA on the regular season. 9.18 strikeouts per 9 innings. Next pitch, changeup, swung on and fouled off to the right side. Count remains 2-2. Through 65 and two-thirds innings in 64 appearances. 5 wins, 1 loss, 39 saves. Gave up just 5 home runs in those 65 and two-thirds innings. The 2-2 pitch swung on and lifted to the left side. Shortstop going out. Left fielder Morimoto coming in. It's Morimoto who makes the catch for out number 2. That'll bring up left fielder Inoue. Fighters looking to even the series at 1 apiece. 1 out away. First pitch, swung on and line deep to right field, but foul. A long foul ball by Inoue. That, if it were fair, would have been off the top of the fence. Didn't quite have enough to make it over. The next offering, don't know where that one missed. Up high, maybe? Catcher Nakajima turned to ask the umpire, it looked like. One and one the count, 2 down, nobody on here in the bottom of the 9th inning. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off. Inoue's right foot. Inoue limps around toward the first base dugout, shaking it off. Fighters 1 pitch away, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. for the Dragons, error, and failing to bunt. The culprits in this one. Next pitch misses low and away, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2 to Inoue. Both teams take advantage of the other team's mistakes throughout the season. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. And we're even. 1-1. Here in the 2006 Nippon Series. We head over to Sapporo Dome on Tuesday, Wednesday, and now Thursday. As three games are required by either team now to become Nipponichi and to represent Japan in the upcoming Asia Series in November. I'd like to thank you all for joining me tonight. Finals on the game. For the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors. For the Chunichi Dragons, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. It's been a pleasure. I'd like to invite you to feel free to make copies, redistribute, or rebroadcast this broadcast in whole or in part, provided you make clear that the original came from JapaneseBaseball.com. So, until Tuesday night, have a good one.